The University of Kansas is home to thousands of fossils that are more than 100 million years old, but most of them are out of reach of the public. So a few years ago, a group of paleontologists decided to share the collection in a smartphone app. As Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, that app has recently received a major update with the hope of getting more regular people out exploring the fossils of Kansas.
At the end of a long, winding hall in the back of the University of Kansas Public Safety Building sits a large room full of thousands of ancient fossils. It's dim, but not dark. Rows of 6-foot-high cabinets cram the room, each full of dozens, if not hundreds, of specimens. Some of the fossils inside aren't much bigger than a dime. Others are as large as a soccer ball. It's here that I meet up with Bruce Lieberman. He's a professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. He's also the guy behind the Digital Atlas of Ancient Life app.
One of the goals of our project was to try and make it easier for citizens who might like fossils or maybe could like fossils to be able to go out in the field, identify what they found, and learn more about the natural world around them.
250 million years ago, Kansas sat below an ocean teeming with life. Now all of those dead animals can be found buried in rock a few feet underground. Lieberman says Kansas has so many fossils that any of us can find them. Easily. So, I decided to give it a try.
What are some tips? Like, how do you find fossils?
Well, I'm going to start out quoting one of my favorite philosophers, which is Yogi Berra. And he said that you can see a lot just by looking, which is very true. So, I would start out looking around near the rocks to see if you find any fossils just lying about.
First, I downloaded the app. It's full of hundreds of pictures and details about fossils from KU's collection, as well as those of a few other universities. For the first time, it's available on both the iPhone and Android devices. I also called in the help of a ringer, paleontologist Mike Everhart. He was happy to drive me to a spot a few miles east of Wichita where he's found fossils. We stopped on the side of US 400, where the road cuts through a small hill. The spot is about a mile outside of Augusta.
Well, the first thing to do any time that you're doing it a road cut is to be careful and get off the road because of the highway traffic. But in a hillside like this where the rocks are eroding out and tumbling down, you know, one of the things you do is keep working the way up there until you find that the actual layer where the rocks are coming out.
Is that a shell? It looks like there's kind of a shell right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, coming out underneath.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, right here. Look at that. I found one. So I'm going to pull out this app here.
Yeah.
Choose a category. It kind of looks like a...
Brachiopod.
A brachiopod here, so we're going to do that. And let's see. They all look the same.
Yeah.
On the outside, a brachiopod looks kind of like a regular clam or seashell, although it technically isn't a bivalve. The one I found was half encased in a rock and about the size of my palm. The surface was covered in tiny vertical ridges. After only a minute or two of scanning through the app, comparing my fossil to the pictures, I found one that I thought it resembled. To see if I was right, I called up Bruce Lieberman.
Hello.
Hey, is this Bruce?
Yeah, speaking.
So basically, I'm interested in knowing, I found the fossil. I think it is a Cleothyridina. Am I even pronouncing that right?
You're doing great.
Good.
I think that you identified the thing really well, too. That's what I would have said using the resource as well.
Excellent. Well, again, I appreciate your time.
There you have it. If I can do it, certainly you can, too.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.